Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guests are Pepe Diaz-Salazar, who is the Director of Dehabilitation. Good morning, Pepe.
Good morning, Sarah.
And Nancy Mierengoff, Associate Executive Director of Putnam County's Park. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, Sarah.
Now, we have to let them know that when we say park, we don't mean a thing with trees and paths.
I know. We need
Putnam
to clear that
A-R-C,
up. Yes.
Right? But good morning, ladies. And give us a little idea, Nancy Mierengoff, what is Putnam ARC?
Sure. We are the Putnam County chapter of NYSARC. NYSARC is an agency, actually, that has chapters in every county across New York State, and we basically provide services to people with developmental disabilities, developmental disability being autism, cognitive disabilities, seizure disorders, cerebral palsy. That's what a developmental disability is. And we've been in operation since 1954.
Oh, my goodness. So how extensive are this help, this support? Give us some specific examples.
We provide residential services. We provide day program services. We also provide community-based opportunities for people, which includes a preschool program. We really work with children and families from birth to, I think our oldest person living with us is 92, Pepe, 93 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Now, my understanding is your particular group in this area of New York State reaches Upper Westchester County, Putt County, and Lower Dutchess County. And that is a huge geographic area to be functioning in. Do you have facilities in certain areas? I mean, give us a visual. Give us some geography here.
Geographically, we are in Putnam County.
Okay.
There is a Dutchess ARC chapter, and there's also a Westchester ARC chapter. So we work closely with our sister agencies. But our services are primarily in Putnam. We provide also what's called service coordination or case management services, and those extend beyond the borders of Putnam County.
Gotcha.
So certainly, if people are listening in any one of the many counties in the Hudson Valley, which listen to Hudson Valley Talk Radio, in each of those counties, there's probably an ARC chapter. So, folks, keep tuned in, and we'll let you know how to get a hold of these various people on the internet. And our other guest, Pepe Diaz-Salazar, is Director of Dehabilitation. What's that all about, Pepe?
We provide day services during the day for people with developmental disabilities. So we work on their social skills, their emotional awareness, their cognitive skills, through recreational opportunities, through educational opportunities, and through volunteerism.
Is this through the school systems, or how do you do this? How do you get the outreach accomplished?
We have sites, so it's not through the school system. Mostly people come to us after they've aged out of the school system.
Oh, I see.
Though we do provide services to a few people in the school system. So we have sites where we provide these services, and then we really use the community as a classroom. So we're out in the community, we have vans, we go out in the community, and we learn through volunteering and giving back to others.
What a lovely idea. Now, this is something more than just adult daycare or child daycare for people with the special developmental disability needs. You really have a hands-on educational program. Let's say somebody right now is at home trying to take care of someone who has developmental disabilities, and there is pickup. They're listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio, and they say, wow, this is something I think I'd like to enroll my son, my daughter, or brother, sister.
Experience.
Yes. Yeah. Give us what the average day is like from the time they get dropped off to the time they get picked up.
Sure. Well, in the morning, usually, as most of us do when we arrive at work, we have a cup of coffee or something, and we sort of make a plan for the day, and there's trips that are planned every day, and so by 10 o'clock, people are out of the building, in the community, doing their various whatever they're doing, whether they're going bowling or going to a movie or doing Meals on Wheels or volunteering for the Putnam Humane Society. And
Meals on Wheels?
Yes, we have an extensive
Meals Humane Society.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we bake organic dog biscuits and deliver them to the Putnam Humane Society.
Oh, that's cute.
And we also raise money and funds for the Putnam Humane Society. That's something we just started.
Uh-huh.
We go to local grocery stores and stand outside and ask for donations and give them a list of what the Putnam Humane Society
needs.
Yeah.
That's
and
terrific.
We also have recently volunteered at the Beacon Welcoming Center.
Mm-hmm. That's not too far from here, actually, from the studios.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that? I don't know how you came into the studios here, but yeah, we're right down the road here.
Yeah, so we man that, you know, a couple of hours, 2 days a week, and we make sure that all the brochures are out. And, you know, we greet people as they come in. That's a fairly new volunteer opportunity that we've just taken on. But, you know, again, there, you know, people are really working on from how do you engage with people you don't know. You know, mm-hmm. we don't hug people we don't know. We just say hi, mm-hmm. you know.
And so socialization. It's an opportunity to teach some of those skills.
And it's really wonderful for our folks to be able to learn skills in the real world, mm-hmm. you know, not in a classroom setting. And that's what we're committed to.
When you say getting out of the building where you all kind of, you know, you're there, you have your morning huddle, powwow,
right.
and then make the plan, where are you located exactly in Putt County?
We have two locations. We're in the town of Carmel.
Okay.
And we're also in Brewster.
And while we're on the topic, again, some contact information. Let's just put that out there now.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. So people at home are interested in your services or perhaps volunteering. Mm-hmm. How would they get a hold of you folks?
They could call our main number, which is area code 845-278-7272.
Give us that again.
845-278-7272. And if they're interested in day services, they could certainly call me directly. My extension is 249.
And that's Pepe de Salazar. Director
and what a great name. And she is very energetic, by the way, just in case you want to know that, folks.
Everybody from Red Hook. Well, all the best people from Red Hook. And Pepe and I are both
see, you
Red
have this at hometown advantage that
yes,
you know
right.
her.
Anyway, is there a website, Pepe?
There is a website. It is www.putnamarc.org.
One more time.
www.putnamarc.org.
And again, folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. Now, Nancy Meringoff, let me ask you a question, Associate Director of Putnam ARC. We know that everyone, whether they have developmental disabilities or not, has a different level of ability in life. Some people are very academically smart. Some people are very mechanically inclined. Is there a similar range, a similar spectrum? I know you talk about autism people being on the autism spectrum. And the people that you service, you know, in the old days, they used to talk about high functioning, low functioning, et cetera. Is there a similar situation here? And do you custom fit your programs to meet the needs, the individual needs of that particular person?
Mm-hmm. I think the answer is yes. I think that everybody has what's called an individualized service plan, which is developed by a team of professionals, family, and the person themselves. And each person is different. Each person is unique. You know, one of the aspects of our services that I think is really important is that we're very person-centered. And actually, that's something that we have developed over time. We custom design each treatment plan to serve the needs of each person. We also don't at this point talk about high functioning and low functioning. Joan, it's interesting what you say. Yes, basically everybody has their strengths
right.
and needs. And that's how we look at people with disabilities. They're people first. The disability is the second part.
Oh, that's very well said.
And that's a wonderful attitude to take.
I have a quick question. How many people do you think on a yearly basis, an annual basis, do you serve directly?
Well, I think I can say we serve in our programs on a daily basis, including our service coordination, about 650 individuals. However, our preschool program has an evaluation center, and they evaluate between 80 to 90 people a year. So that's maybe brings us up to 750. And then there's information and referral that we do. We do educational advocacy. So mm-hmm. I would think we're up to about 1,000 families a year.
Well, and then not to mention when you're out in the community with your groups and your colleagues, the people that you're collaborating with and bringing out into the community, it has to be thousands and thousands of people that you're actually touching.
We also, no question about that, Sarah, because even as your Rotary says service above self,
yes.
that is very much the mission of our organization.
Yeah.
When Pepe was talking about the community-based stuff, That's what we do. We're giving back. It's not only that we serve, but we also provide opportunities and we connect with people in the community. Mm-hmm. We're citizens of the community.
And we're going to learn more about those possibilities of service, especially folks at home, if whether you need these kind of services or would like to volunteer. We're going to learn more about that right after the break. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name's Jonah Treeboss, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, and our two very special guests, Pepe Diaz Salazar, Director of Dehabilitation for Putnam ARC, and Nancy Meringoff, our Associate Executive Director of that very fine organization. And tell us, speaking of fine organizations, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people. Because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky. Look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Enjoy a fashion show and support literacy at the same time by attending Middletown Rotary's Celebrity Fashion Show. On Thursday, May 24th at the Caitlin Gardens in Slate Hill, New York, tickets are just $35. Expect lots of fun and laughter when local leaders model the fashions of designer John Giannino and the Fuller Men's Shop. A silent auction and cocktail reception with the cash bar are available prior to the show. So remember May 24th for the Middletown Rotary's Club's Celebrity Fashion Show. For more information, contact Christine at 845-494-6257. That's 845-494-6257.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeboss, and two very lovely and really outstanding citizens of our community, Nancy Meringoff, who's the Associate Executive Director of the Putnam PARC, and Pepe Diaz Salazar, who is the Director of Habilitation. I guess there's habitation involved.
I said habitation also.
Did you?
And it says habilitation.
Habilitation for this wonderful agency that's serving Putnam County, Upper Westchester County, and Lower Dutchess County. So welcome back to the second half, ladies. And Jonah, you were talking about something on the break you wanted to bring up.
Well, yeah. If people have somebody at home who they think is developmentally disabled. How does one get diagnosed categorized or discovered as that happening? And is that something you folks do or a physician does? How does that work? Nancy?
There's a little hesitation there. It sounds like there's a lot to that question.
There's the kind of entry to the system is through something called the DDSO, which is a Developmental Disability Services Office.
So you've basically been diagnosed by the time they get to you.
Yes.
You're not the person that makes those calls.
But we do assist with that process. We have something called service coordination that I talked about before, and they are available to assist families to become eligible to get diagnosed.
Well, there may be people listening at home who have young children and they don't know if things are normal. It's their first child. Are there any signs that you would highlight for them to look for?
It depends. You know, if a child is young, we also have a preschool program that does do evaluations.
Well, I wanted to ask a little bit about the preschool program. Is that reaching the people that you're dealing with as adults, their children, or is it other people's children, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination, but those are community families who come to us. Preschool is preschool special education is available to all people in New York State, and we have a preschool program that is certified by the New York State Department of Education.
And it's located where, Nancy?
It's located in Mayapak Falls.
Okay.
And I can actually give that phone number out as well.
Please do.
Let's do it.
That's 845-628-2280. And if you call that number and ask to speak with someone on the phone, they will direct you. The director of our program is Dr. Jane Curtin, not to be confused with Jane Curtin, although she's related distantly to Jane Curtin, the comedian. But she's a clinical psychologist, and she is the director of the program. It's a wonderful program, if I can say so. There are about 65 children that we serve, and many of the children are on what we call the autistic spectrum. We have a specialization in that area, and we've had many very wonderful success stories about our preschool
program. There's been so much more progress, I suppose, in this area and with autism, being able to diagnose it and handle it and move the children forward, is my understanding.
We had a great show, if you remember, on autism with Jesse Saperstein, who wrote a book about his life with autism in 20 and one-third chapters.
Yep.
He's a great young man.
He is.
And that's one of the ones you want to go to RadioRotary.org and click
Absolutely.
On one of our prior shows.
Yeah. Now, it is a success story.
Yeah. Nancy Meringoff, Associate Director of Putnam ARC, and Pepe Diaz-Salazar, Director of Day Habilitation, are our guests here on Radio Rotary. And Pepe, here's an interesting question about Nancy, and you said you service over 1,000 families. How big a staff do you folks have? Do you have need for volunteers? What kind of things can volunteers do?
Our staff is about 450 strong, and we always need more hands and hearts attached to those hands to assist.
So what kind of volunteer opportunities would there be?
Well, if people had a skill like Tai Chi or yoga or aerobics or Zumba, and they wanted to offer to give a class, you know, something like that, or if they had a particular artistic bent and they would love to, like, help apprentice with someone to help someone's artistic expression, you know, that kind of thing would be wonderful.
What about skill sets, carpentry, electronics, things like that?
That as well. We have people that we serve have such a wide variety of interest. And, if it has anything to do with what's underneath the hood of a car, I'm not going to be of any assistance to anybody. So, if there's someone out there that's willing to, like, you know,
share their knowledge
and be able to teach, you know, then that's something that, you know, our community would embrace full-heartedly.
Here's a question I have for Nancy Meringoff, the Associate Director, Associate Executive Director of Putnam ARC. Do you teach vocational skills? A gazillion years ago, when I first started in law, I was an attorney with Mental Health Legal Services, and we would inspect what they used to call sheltered workshops, where people would be doing things like putting labels on magazines and, putting pencils in boxes, things of that nature. And it went right up to furniture and cabinet making. Is that kind of thing still in existence?
Yes, it is. We have what I'm going to call an in-house subcontracting operation over in Carmel on Route 6. And what they primarily do is hand packaging, assembly, and collating. And it's a very active place, and we bring in contracts from local local agencies or local businesses, I should say. Vista Lab is one of the businesses we contract with, Brewster Plastics. And as a matter of fact, in February of last year, some of the tips that we package in our place were on board the Space Shuttle Endeavour.
Wow.
To be used in experiments at the International Space Station.
That's great.
We're very proud of that. We have a person who procures contracts on a regular basis and keeps people busy and occupied and learning new skills every day. So that's wonderful. We do.
The thing I observed as a young lawyer from Mental Health Legal Services watching this is that it made the people who are resident in these facilities so happy to be productive members of society. They really enjoyed their work. My wife had her late uncle was a developmentally disabled, and he worked in a watch factory putting the watches in boxes, and he would just look forward every day to going to work. So if we have people who are listening right now who may have a business that could use those extra hands, how would they get a part of that program?
The person to contact, thank you for asking about that, is Mike Miller, who's the head of our vocational program. It's at 845-225-5650, and his extension is 103. And Mike would be very happy and interested. We're always looking for new business initiatives. We also, by the way, not only have people in-house, but we also have about 35 people placed in community. We have
people in various businesses.
This is what's called supported work employment.
Okay.
And basically, this is for people who have learned the skills in our in-house operation and are now ready to be placed in the community.
And so they go out and do they go to these places on a regular basis?
Yes, they do.
This is a job.
It's a job. The piece that we do that's extremely helpful and necessary is that we provide job coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be anywhere from several hours a week to maybe 25 hours a week. It goes up that way. It's actually a separate program called Employment Training Program. But yes, there are people. And how do you find the fit?
Who makes the fit of the employee to the employer, the work situation?
Our vocational counselors assess and evaluate people's needs and basically try to match up with the community. Mm-hmm. We also have people that Putnam County employs for us on something called the Litter Patrol. We have, I think it's about 15 or 20 people who patrol Putnam County's roads and clean up the roads and highways. And it's really something that we've been lauded for. Our folks are wonderful. It's a safe situation. We have all the kind of protective devices we need so people don't get hurt. But it's an opportunity, again, to integrate in the community, to be a part of the community, and to work.
That's great. You know, my Rotary Club, we do road cleanup in our community directly several times a year or so. And we integrate with other high school groups and the scouts and things like that. And the place looks great.
You know, in the minute or two we have left, there's one thing I'd like to find out. You know, there are people right now listening to us who are taking care of someone who's developmentally disabled at home, and they're trying to do it all themselves. You know, they don't want to institutionalize somebody. They may even be reluctant to go to the wonderful day services that you have. How would you reach out to them and explain to them, you know what, this is a good program. Your child, your brother, your sister, whoever it is in your family needs to spread their own wings. Pepe, what do you think?
Well, you know, we come from a very person-centered point of view, and day services, day programs, vocational programs aren't going to be for everybody. And for that end, we have individualized one-to-one in-home services that families can ask for. We also have recreational programs that happen where, you know, a bunch of, you know, people will go to the mall or go out to eat at Subway or go to a movie or go to plays. And so there are a variety of supports that, from respite to actual working on, you know, skill building in the home, like making breakfast.
Wow.
Where a staff member comes into a family's home and supports that one person to be able to have better life skills.
Mm. That's terrific. Nancy Meringhoff, you have the last word. Give us all the contact information again for somebody who might want to volunteer or somebody who might want to take part in your services.
Okay. The number to call is 845 845- 278-7272. Pepe's extension is 249, and my extension is 242. You can reach either one of us, and we can connect you up with whoever it is that needs to talk with you. But we'd like to talk with you, so please feel free to call us. Thanks.
And you'd enjoy it too, listening audience.
Nancy Meringoff, Associate Executive Director of Putnam ARC, and Pepe Diaz-Salazar, Director of Dehabilitation. Thank you so much for everything you do, and thank you for joining us on Radio Rotary. And who do we have to thank, Sarah, today for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, Jonah, today Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboasa, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Come to the Millbrook Literary Festival, a family event featuring authors and their books Saturday, June 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Listen to panel discussions and readings and browse through books during the author signings throughout the day.
Fun for all ages and all interests. For more information, contact Harper at 845-594-1286. That's 845-594-1286. That's the Millbrook Literary Festival, June 16th. See you there.
Presented by the Millbrook Literary Festival Committee and the Millbrook Free Library.